Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Quite a ride today for grain futures. Corn down 1 to 1.5 cents with a range of about 12 cents. That bear market just keeps grinding lower here. September corn closed down 1.5 at 361. The low today was 356.5. A lot of technical guys are watching for $3.50 to be the short-term low and support level, but we'll see going forward. December corn 370. Beans had a really wild day, about a 35-cent range from the high to the low. They closed in August up 7.25 at 1208, and November beans up 9.25 at 1085.5. That's about 30 cents off their low earlier this week. So quite a wild ride there. Wheat futures down 2 to 4 cents as harvest progresses up in the far northern United States and is almost complete. Yields are coming in pretty good. And if you look at the second day now of the spring wheat tour in northern North Dakota, yields are 48.4 bushels per acre. That's a 7-year high. The 5-year average is 44.7. So that may be a little bit of the reason why wheat futures are getting hit pretty good here in the last couple months. And some private estimates of the U.S. corn yield are inching higher here. Some say as high as 175 bushels per acre.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning's export report was considered a touch bullish for the corn. Overall, we saw 1.434 million metric tons. The high end of the range was right at a million, so that was pretty bullish for corn. Corn did not respond positively, though. For wheat, it was right in the middle of the range, 443,200 metric tons, looking for 350 to 550. And then soybeans were positive here at about 2.5 million metric tons, where the high end of the range was 1.4, and that's probably why we got the rally we saw here today. The Commodity Weather Group and Doan's both putting out some crop yields and 170, 175 for the corn yield, so that just keeps inching higher. And then they're saying bean yield to 46.1 bushels per acre. That's also higher than USDA, so everything just keeps looking like it's going to be better. Right now the USDA is at 45.2. So that leaves carry out at 415, but if anything happens weather-wise where it gets worse or it stays too cold, something like that, of course prices could go up if any unforeseen event happens. But the 10 to 15 day weather is calling for below normal temperatures and below normal rains, neither of which are a big concern at this point. And it seems like most traders are looking for prices to continue lower for corn and beans.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle up 50 cents at 156.55, October up a nickel at 158.05, August feeder cattle up 7 at 217.32, and September down 35 at 218.05. August lean hogs down 137 at 123.20, October down 255 at 107.90. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 3 at 620.5, December down 2.25 at 634.25. September Chicago wheat down 2 cents at 5.28¾. December down 4¼ at 5.50¼. September corn down a penny at 3.61½. December down 1¼ at 3.69½. August soybeans up 6½ at 12.07½. September up 9¾ at 11.11½. And October cotton down 2.37 at 66.40. December down 2.03 at 66.05. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.